wasn't listening when I said no. Graham Plattner accuser Jenny Rossico details alleged sexual assault. By Pam Key on July 6, 2026. Monday on CNN's The Lead, 41-year-old Maine resident named Jenny Rossico, who dated Maine U.S. Senate candidate Graham Plattner, D., says he forced her to have sex with him 5 years ago. Host Jake Tapper said, "But at the end of the day, you feel he is not being honest." Rossico said, "No." Tapper said, "And we should note this is 2021 we're talking about. It's only 5 years ago. Tell me about that. When was it?" Rossico said, "It was at the end of 2021. I remember it being shortly after I moved back into my winter home. Because that is where it happened. And it was a night where Kim and I were texting back and forth. And he had taken something that I said as an invitation. And that's not how I meant it. And I quickly clarified, and he sent a message back indicating that he would come over. And I said, 'No, don't come over, like I'm not in the mood. Don't come over.' And I was more stern with that message. And then I didn't hear back from him. So I thought that that meant he got the message or gave up on it or whatnot. And so, like, half an hour later, I heard a noise outside my door. And then he came in. He just came into my house. It was unlocked. I live in an area where you don't usually have to lock your doors. I do now. So, he came in and I realized, okay, he didn't listen. He's in my home. And I was laying on the couch. It was probably pretty late at night, and I was already ready for bed, I just wasn't in bed. And so he had kind of, like, jumped on top of me and indicated that he had intentions that were sexual in nature." She added, "And I remember just at first being like, 'Hey, I'm not into this. Like, don't, I'm not in the mood, like, don't whatever.' And it got to the point where I was like, 'Okay. I feel like I've said this enough times, like he's not listening to me or he is not hearing me.' And I looked at him and I remember this very specific look in his eyes, and I could smell alcohol. And I was like, 'This is different. He is heavily intoxicated, like.' And that blank stare was kind of like a photographic memory that I still have of that night. That was me recognizing what the situation was. And this wasn't just like, 'Oh, hey, somebody showed up and I'm going to tell him to go home.' Like, he was heavily intoxicated, had intentions with me and wasn't listening when I said, 'No.'" Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.